Father, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name. We bless and appreciate you for another Saturday. We magnify you because you are good and your mercies endures forever from generations to generation. Your grace kept us from the beginning of this year to this hour. It has not been by works of righteousness, but your mercies kept us. Mercy says no. Mercy has been saying no. And mercy will continue to say no on our behalf. That you will not let us go. You will not let us slip away. Lord, we appreciate you. We say thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. We say thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful works to the children of men. We thank you because your mercies endure forever. We bless and appreciate you. We thank you for the joy that we have. We thank you for the joy that you've given to us. We thank you for the joy that has been the sustenance of our life. Lord, we bless and appreciate you. We thank you because it is you that has kept us thus far. We magnify you. We lay it to our hearts to say thank you, Jesus. We ascribe all the glory. We reverence you because you are awesome. You are mighty. You are the Olowo Gbogboro. Oh, bless you, Jesus. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you because the Spirit of God has never left us nor forsaken us. Thank you for your Spirit of comfort. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for your Spirit of direction. Thank you for your Spirit of joy. We magnify you. We appreciate you. Our Father, we say thank you, Jesus. We thank you because we have you as a Father we can run on to at all times. We thank you because you've never forsaken us. We thank you because you've never closed your eyes to the cry of your children. Thank you because you are always there. You are always ready to be attentive to us, to give us answers, to wipe our tears, to give us solution, to comfort us, to hold us by our hands, to keep us moving in the journey of life. But thank you because your word say you will never leave us comfortless. And indeed, you have never left us. Your grace has kept us moving from one phase to another. In you we live. In you we breathe. In you we have our being. Lord, we ascribe all the glory to you. All glory be unto you, Jesus. We bow down and say, thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Today is the 28th day in the month of September 2025. God has been faithful. The journey has been far, but God has kept us in all. He has filled our mouth with testimonies. I want us to open our mouth and join me as we declare these words of declaration. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I choose to rejoice in the gladness of God towards me and my home. My heart is filled of joy. As I step out today, I receive the sufficiency that is in the grace that God has made available for me. I break bounds. I receive victory in every areas of my life. The word of God gives me victory. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord goes before me and levels every mountain. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord gives me victory on all sides. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, as I go today, I activate the power that is in your word for me and begins to work for me in Jesus' name. I receive the strength of the Most High. The joy of the Lord is my strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord makes today a pleasant day for me in the name of Jesus Christ. All that he has said concerning me today will come to pass in Jesus' name. The Lord sends helper from the throne of mercy to arise and help me in every area that I need his help. In the name of Jesus Christ, today the Lord gives me beauty for ashes. He gives me strength for fear. He gives me gladness for mourning. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am favored of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am favored of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord helps me. The Lord gives me victory. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy and I will continue to enjoy that which God has said regarding me today in Jesus' name. And my joy will be filled. Open doors on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not lack the help that God has made available for me today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning once again, brethren. We are still in the topic that was taken from the book of Jeremiah chapter 33, which says, "Call unto me, I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." God is telling us that the first thing we should do is to call on Him. For every call we make to God, He hears us. For every cry we make to God, He hears us. For every gesture, every word we utter in the name of Jesus Christ, He hears us. He said He will answer us. After answering us, He will show us great and mighty things which we do not know. For the past 2 weeks, we've been talking about this anchor scripture that says, "Call unto me," and all the calls that we have made, that we will still make till the end of this month, will not be in vain. It cannot even be in vain, because the scriptures has told us that we should call, and we have done our part by calling, and He said He will answer us. Every of our answers will not be hindered in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. A call to prayer is a time of readiness to receive that which God has in stock for you and I. It's a time for us to be ready, because when we are not ready, there is no way we can receive that mighty things which He wants to show us. We need to be ready and prepared to receive that which He wants to show us, because He has done His part by answering. So He needs to open our eyes to see that which He wants for us, that which human eye, human understanding cannot comprehend. So we need to be ready to be able to receive that which He has in stock for us, that which He wants to show us. A time of readiness is a time called patience. A time of readiness is a time of great patience. He has promised to show us great and mighty things, but we should be ready in the place of patience to receive, to see that which He wants to open our eyes to, that it was that which He wants to open our hearts and our understanding to comprehend, that which flesh and blood cannot see, that which flesh and blood does not know, that which flesh and blood cannot just trivialize. He said we need to be patient to receive great and mighty things which we do not know. He has promised to show us great and mighty things, but there is a time needed for the showing. Human not choose the time of showing. It is God that determines the time of showing, because our times and season are in His hands. So the time needed to show us differs from persons to person. That is the reason we do not need to compare, because comparison is the games of fool. Anytime you sit down to compare your life with one or another person, you are putting yourself at risk. You are putting yourself in danger, because that comparison will prevent you from seeing, will prevent you from being patient to receive that great and mighty thing that God has for you and I. I want us to know something, brethren, that nobody can box God to a corner. No works of righteousness, no religious acts can box God to a corner for the time of activation, for showing. No, it is God Himself that chooses the time. He knows the actual time. He knows the time we are ready to receive that great and mighty things He has for us. So our times are in His hands, so He chooses the time to show us that great and mighty things. I want us to open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 to 4. It says, "When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, 'I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenants between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly.'" That is the process of showing. After he had called unto God four times, God told him that, "Fine, you've been calling me, but I want to make you perfect." He knows that if he is not perfect, he cannot see the showing. And when he has seen the showing, he needs to be prepared, to be ready for the activation of that great and mighty things. So he said, "First of all, walk with me and be thou perfect." And he said, "I will make a covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly." That multiplication exceedingly is the great and mighty things he wanted to show Abraham, like he will show you and I in our journey of lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 3 said, then Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of many nations. I want to use this word. I want to declare to every one of us today that the Bible says, behold, as for me, as for him, his covenant is with us to become that which he has said regarding our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. So, the place of patience before God is the place to be able to receive that showing. If you are not patient, we will be in a hurry to walk out of the presence of God. If we are not patient, we begin to compare ourselves with people. If we are not patient, we begin to compromise that which we were told not to do. If we are not patient, we become ignorant. We begin to trivialize the prophecies of God concerning our life. If we are not patient, we will make steps to help God. It was in the place of patience in God that Abraham was able to receive that showing at 99 years. That was God, when God told him, walk before me. And that was the time God said, I will make you the father of many nations. Patience is not easy, but in the grace of God, he helps us to be patient. Patient is not the works of flesh. You cannot be patient as human, because we have all reasons to be impatient. The Spirit of the Lord helps us to be patient for that which he wants to show us. Patience helps us to stay with God, to show us things. Even in our mistakes, Abraham made mistakes, and patience made him to retrace his steps. So patience in God helps us to retrace our steps in God. Patience made him to retrace himself even after making mistakes. Patience makes us receive that which God has shown us earlier. It makes us retrace our steps back to that which God has shown us, to start aligning back to what he has said to us. Patience is the key. Patience is not easy, but patience is worth it. And it is the Spirit of God that can make us to be patient in him. I want us to pray this prayer and say, Father, I ask for the spirit of patience from your throne of grace and mercy, to wait for that great and mighty things which you want to show me. I ask for strength needed to activate the showing into the manifestation that you have called unto me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for your grace, I ask for your mercy, I ask for your strength in the name of Jesus, in the place of showing to the place of activation, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer. I want us to say the second prayer. Father, help me to rest in you in the name of Jesus Christ. I activate your grace of sufficiency that you have made available for me in the place of weakness in the name of Jesus Christ. I exchange every of my weaknesses. I exchange every of my insufficiency with your rest that is in your word. I say your grace is sufficient for me, that your strength is made available for me. Your strength is made perfect for me in the place of weaknesses in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, I want you to declare this and say to yourself, I say to my soul, I will wait upon the Lord. I say to my spirit man, I will wait upon the Lord, because in his presence is fullness of joy. To stay patiently until my joy is full. Hear the word of God, O my soul. Rest in the presence of the Lord. I receive the strength to wait upon the Lord, because in his presence is the fullness of joy I need to stay patiently till my joy is full for the activation of your showing for my life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to use this medium to tell every one of us, or to remind every one of us, of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is by the strength of the Lord that we are who we are. By strength shall no man prevail. We are journeying in the strength of the Lord. We are moving onward in the grace of the Lord. I pray that as we journey daily, the strength of the Lord, the grace we need to activate that strength that has been released unto us, be given to us in Jesus' name. No matter what you are going through, do not give up. Our home is a heavenly place that the Lord God has prepared for us. Is the place of beauty, is the place of joy. Nothing on this earth is worth compromising. Nothing on this earth is worth missing that place. Keep tuning, keep moving, The grace of the Lord is available for you. The grace of the Lord is available for us. Let's call on to Him anytime you feel weakness. His strength will keep us moving till we make there. We refuse to go back. We refuse to relax. We will make it to heaven. His strength will keep us moving. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that we will not fail. We will not falter. We will not turn back. In the name of Jesus Christ, the strength of the Lord will keep us moving. No matter the challenges, the strength of the Lord will keep us in patience till we get there. In the name of Jesus Christ. And for anyone that is in the other side, this place is sweet. It doesn't mean you will not go through challenges. You will go to challenges in as much as you are on this earth. But His grace is always sufficient for us. His joy strengthens us. His spirit keeps us moving. His spirit never leaves us comfortless. So either you stayed on the other side or here, you will still go through challenges. But the greater advantage we have here is that His strength is always made available. We are welcoming you. We are beckoning and calling on you. Come to Jesus. He loves you and is ready to welcome you. As you make that move, the grace of the Lord will help you and strengthen you to journey with Him till our joy is full in Jesus' name. Good morning once again. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye for now.